You are listening to a free version of the Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support the show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
Well, I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS
and Frontline.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
And I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Tuesday, May 13th, 2014. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live in the literal, though not metaphorical, shadow of the New York Times building in the fashionable Dollar Lunch District of New York City. Today on the program, Michael Boggs on the hot seat. And what's that smell? It's him, his nomination to the U.S. District Court, Northern, I believe. Northern Georgia, I think, going down in flames. Also on the program today, climate change, seeing the effects, the ice sheets, but new theory. Maybe it's not that new. Maybe it's as old as civilization as to why the climate is changing. Also on the program today, some studies showing already increased impact of expanded Medicaid in blue states across the country. More right-wing freak out. The children had to see a man kiss another man. And Karl Rove creates what I believe is the first new conspiracy theory about Hillary Clinton that undoubtedly we will be hearing about for the next three and a half. Well, we'll hear about it for the next 2 years, and then if Hillary Clinton becomes president for the next four, and then if she gets reelected, eight, so 11 years we'll be hearing about, and of course then probably a year or two after that. Also on the program, massive fast food strike looms in the future. And you'll recall the yesterday on the program, we were speaking to Ari Berman about voter ID and complimenting Rand Paul on his coming out for voter ID. I was skeptical at the time, but Ari, being the more optimistic of the two of us, was not so skeptical. Well,
Ari's a very sweet boy, and he wants to think the best of people.
Well, I'll tell you something. Let's get right to this, because I guess my skepticism bore out, I should say. Now, Ari, I forgot to mention to this at one point, but he owes me hundreds of dollars in a bet that we made about Barack Obama, then candidate Barack Obama, who was still in the primaries. I made him a bet that he would beat McCain, and I got the percentage right. I think it was in February of 2008.
He thought McCain was going to win?
I think he thought that the margin would be smaller.
Oh, I see.
And I think we went double or nothing on Romney, and I think I won that one too. I should have made him another bet. Well, apparently, Here is a statement from Rand Paul's former chief of staff and current PAC director, which was released, I believe, today in response to the perception that Rand Paul came out against voter ID laws. Sarah Paul was having a larger discussion about criminal justice reform and the restoration of voting rights, two issues he's been speaking about around the country and pushing in state and for in state and federal legislation. In the course of that discussion, he reiterated a point he has made that while there may be some instances of voter fraud, it should not be a defining issue of the Republican Party, as it is an issue that is perhaps perceived in a way that it's not intended. At no point did Senator Paul come out against voter ID laws. In terms of the specifics of voter ID laws, Senator Paul believes it's up to each state to decide that type of issue. In other words, do I still have that on my back, on my thing? I guess I don't. Beep, 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 beep. He's backing it up. So the principled Rand Paul, not so much on the voter ID. I'm not going to go there. Apparently I got a phone call, or maybe the Koch brothers had a problem with it. Who knows? But Rand Paul backing off, that is what principles are for. What's that?
I mean, I'm not usually generally a huge fan of black people voting, but I just think that, you know, we ought to tell them they can't vote. Maybe we could distract them by offering them cigarettes or something. I mean, that's constitutional.
Constitution. Constitution.
There you are.
That's my rant. Well, Constitution.
Constitution.
I should tell you, folks, we got that on Rand Paul. See if we can blast that out. I didn't realize we had Rand Paul on the phone.
Oh, Ari, it's so flattering that you think I had genuinely positive intentions. What a fool. What a naive Jew. Sam's a clever Jew. That's why he's putting up videos about me and my dad. I hate that.
Constitution.
I hate that guy. And I'm constitutionally protected to not be forced to like the clever Jew or the dangerous blacks. Oh, I'm sorry. Did that offend people? Did y'all know Lincoln was a Republican? I know I'm speaking at Morehouse, but I know what you people know and don't know. And
all right, anyway. Well, I should add that today's program is for members only. We will not be giving, maybe we'll put that out as a teaser Tuesday.
We cut it right there for freebies.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Goodbye.
And I want to say, though, credit where credit.
Say to the blue pen.